Have you ever wondered how much it would cost to translate 114 articles into four languages? The answer is $5.99, roughly 200 New Taiwan dollars. But what I really want to talk about is why I built this system in the first place. One day I spent 3 hours manually translating an article into English, Japanese, and simplified Chinese. When I finished, I discovered that the repository already had an automated script to do exactly that. And to make things worse, I had written my Japanese in polite form, Keigo, while the script was configured to use plain form throughout. So all three versions were completely inconsistent with each other, and I had to redo everything. 3 hours of work replaced by a single command, that mistake pushed me to take a hard look at what I had actually built. I realized that without fully noticing, I had grown three separate content pipelines, a Claude-driven translation system covering four languages, a knowledge graph built with Whisper and Haiku pulling from Wikipedia, and an LLMs.txt file that helps AI crawlers understand the structure of my site. Each one does something entirely different, yet they all share the same foundation, manifest-driven idempotency. Every step knows exactly where it left off. Things can break at any point, and when they do, you just rerun and pick up where you stopped. That design matters because I don't have an SRE team. For a personal project, being able to control costs, being citable by AI systems, and being able to rerun anything at any time. Those things are far more important than using the most expensive model available. $6 isn't impressive on its own. What's impressive is that the number is predictable and traceable, and it's still growing.